Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Yud Zayin and begin the second parak of Masechta Baba Basra, which deals primarily with the issue of someone doing things in his own property which might cause damage to his neighbor's property. Some of the topics that we learned about include: the Mishnah begins the second parak with Lo Yachper Adam Bar Samach LeBar Shal Chaveroi Elim Kin Hirchik Mikosel Chaveroi Shloisha Tvachim Besad Besid. A person may not dig a pit near his neighbor's pit unless he leaves a distance of 3 tefachim between his pit and the wall of the other pit, and he smears his pit's wall with lime, because as Rashi explains, the actual digging weakens the walls of the neighbor's pit. The machlik is regarding habal lismach b'tzad ha-meitzar. If a person initially wants to dig a pit alongside the boundary of the neighboring field, and there is no pit in the other field, Abaya amar saimach, Rava amar ein saimach. Abaya says he may dig the pit near the boundary, even within 3 tefachim, while Rava says he may not dig unless he stays 3 tefachim from the boundary. The two approaches in whether the machlekes is only besadah she'ena asuya labayrus, if the other field does not need a pit, such as a beis habal, a moist field, for which rainwater is sufficient and does not require irrigation, or the machlekes is only besadah asuya labayrus, a dry field for which rainwater is insufficient and requires constant irrigation. The Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisi, whether a person may plant a tree near his neighbor's pit. The Rabbanan hold, Marchiken Ese'ilon min habar Esther Mechamish Amma. One who plants a tree must distance it at least 25 Ammas from his neighbor's pit, because his roots will eventually spread and damage the walls of his neighbor's pit. While Rabbi Yisi holds, Zechei from Betech Shalai Vezenoitea Betech Shalai. One may plant a tree in his property and need not be concerned with any eventual damage to his neighbor's pit.